This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and health news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Bill Ellis, Executive Director of the Board of Pharmacy Specialties in Washington, D.C. BPS is the premier post-licensure certification organization serving the pharmacy profession. Bill, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us, what is the Board of Pharmacy Specialties?
So the Board of Pharmacy Specialties was established in 1976 as an autonomous division of the American Pharmacists Association, and our mission is to improve patient care by promoting the recognition and value of the specialized training, knowledge, and skills of pharmacists, and to conduct the specialty board certification of pharmacists. Pharmacists practice in a wide variety of settings, and much like our colleagues in medicine, are developing specialties. So we are responsible for developing the criteria and the examinations to recognize those specialties and those pharmacists that have met those criteria to be specialists.
How many pharmacists are currently BPS board certified?
So currently there are over 20,000 pharmacists that hold BPS certification, and we currently have eight specialties that we recognize, and these numbers are growing rapidly. They're doubling about every 5 years, so this is a change in the profession to meet the needs of patients, and so we're seeing a lot of growth.
And what would you say sets BPS board certified pharmacists apart from other pharmacists?
Well, as you mentioned before, you know, BPS really is recognized as the gold standard for determining which pharmacists are qualified to contribute at advanced practice levels. We have very rigorous standards that are mandated by the BPS board certification and recertification process. And the specialty credentialed pharmacist really stands out as the most qualified to take on today's expanding expectations of patients, physicians, insurance companies, employers, and others who recognize the need for a team approach to healthcare.
Today we are with Bill Ellis, Executive Director of the Board of Pharmacy Specialties in Washington, D.C. That is the premier post-licensure certification organization serving the pharmacy profession here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Bill, what role does the board certified pharmacist play as an integral member of the healthcare team?
Well, the role of the board certified pharmacist will vary from specialty to specialty, but because of their education, training, and their highly specialized knowledge, physicians, nurses, and other members of a healthcare team depend on BPS board-certified pharmacists to do things like design or modify medication regimens, monitor and prevent adverse drug reactions or interactions, you know, particularly if a patient's on multiple medications, and then also at times recommend the most cost-effective treatments for patients.
If you would, talk about how BPS board-certified pharmacists improve patient care and outcomes.
Well, improved outcomes, you know, for the patient is the primary purpose of specialization and board certification in any healthcare profession. With specially trained pharmacists as part of a collaborative care team, enhanced patient satisfaction has been documented with fewer complications in drug treatments, improved monitoring of patients' conditions through lab work, reductions in unnecessary medications, you know, possibly shorter hospital stays, resulting in lower treatment costs. You know, in many cases, such as with board-certified oncology pharmacists, patients have a very personal and special relationship with the pharmacist as they navigate their often difficult cancer treatment. So there's a range of activities that pharmacists engage in to help improve patient outcomes. You know, something that almost all specialists do is they're there for the patient and their family to answer questions. You know, patients that will see a pharmacy specialist tend to have serious or complex illnesses, and they need information. That's really important. So one important role, too, that cuts across all of this is the pharmacist's ability to be a source of information for the patients and their family, and then also be a source of information for other members of the healthcare team.
Certainly great value there. And what are the long-term goals of the Board of Pharmacy Specialties?
Well, you know, as people are living longer, healthcare costs continue to skyrocket. Chronic disease is spiraling out of control. And so we're looking to continue to attack those problems in the healthcare system by bringing greater expertise to the most complex patients and the most expensive treatment regimens. You know, we're also, in addition to expanding specialties, because we're growing the number of specialties we have. You know, one thing I probably should do, I probably should let folks know what specialties we currently have. We have eight. Ambulatory care pharmacy is one of them. So pharmacists working in clinics and with a ambulatory patient population, critical care is another specialty. So those patients that are hospitalized, critically ill, in intensive care type settings. Nuclear pharmacy, and so in nuclear pharmacy, that's the area that deals with a lot of the nuclear imaging testing that patients will have for diagnostic purposes as well as some other therapeutic purposes. Nutrition support is a specialty. Oncology, one of our newest is pediatrics. A broad specialty, similar to internal medicine, pharmacotherapy, psychiatric pharmacy, and we're going to be working on other specialties too, such as cardiology, infectious diseases, organ transplantation, and emergency medicine. So they're the areas in which people have access to specialized pharmacist services. And the other interesting thing that we're seeing is that we're growing worldwide. We have a number of pharmacists from around the world that sit for our exams each year and apply to meet our eligibility criteria, which usually involves a fair amount of experience or specialized training in those areas. I guess at the end of the day, our ultimate goal is the same and it's not going to change. It's to continue to play a critical role in improving patient care and outcomes.
Well, Bill, we certainly do appreciate your introducing the Board of Pharmacy Specialties to our listening audience. Certainly appreciate that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final word for the listeners tuning in today?
Well, if folks would like to learn more about the Board of Pharmacy Specialties and the vital role that the BPS Board Certified Pharmacists play, the best place to probably do that is our website, and that's www.bpsweb.org, www.bpsweb.org. And you'll see links there to our Facebook page. Our YouTube channel has a number of videos with interviews with pharmacists, including some of their patients on those services. Our Twitter feed, all the social media stuff that folks would need if they want to learn more about what we're doing.
Well, Bill, once again, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Eric, thanks again. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Bill Ellis, Executive Director of the Board of Pharmacy Specialties in Washington, D.C. That is the premier post-licensure certification organization serving the pharmacy profession. And once again, the website of reference is bpsweb.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.